This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the best of America Tonight.
There is a lot that I think we feel very proud that we've gotten done and taken care of. When you look at the immigration piece in particular, border crossings way down, the number of executive orders and pieces of legislation the president signed, I think we feel very proud of what we've been able to accomplish and fulfill the promises that he's made to the American people. But I think it's got to be kept in context. And I think there is sort of this artificial number that gets thrown out.
That's Sean Spicer. Sean Spicer talking about the first 100 days. If you want to weigh in on the highs and the lows or just the highs, this is wide open. Is this a bigger, could I have thrown a bigger softball out there? I'm going to go through some of the numbers, but I'm giving you a chance to step onto the dance floor right at the top. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So the start of this week is pretty, I think, is pretty interesting because we have the tensions that we've had now for a while in North Korea and the speculation over what's going to happen there and will we see some sort of unthinkable, unimaginable provocation that would pull in Kim Jong-un. Hopefully not. And, you know, I don't really think so. But the more the conversation happens, the more people worry about the potential of igniting a nutball where you don't really know where his mind is, or even if it has a mind, right? So as we step into America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, I welcome you to a big week on this show, which includes a new feature from Forbes as we dive into some conversations with some interesting business leaders that are pretty fascinating, including Liza Landsman. If you know Jet.com, she's going to join us later in the week. And, of course, Jet.com sold to or was bought by Walmart for $3 billion. Talk about a game changer, but really fascinating what they do and how rapidly they changed the landscape when we're talking about deliverables. That's the only hint I'm going to give you. But that's later in the week. You get to hear from Liza. In the meantime, here's what's crazy, right? Russia. Russia supposedly is going to build the world's largest aircraft carrier. Why would they build the largest aircraft carrier? Because of the speculation of all of what's happening around the world, right? Now, supposedly, how big this ship would be? It would be similar to our U.S. Gerald R. Ford, a takeoff deck that is the equivalent of 3 football fields, which is incredible. If you've ever walked even 1 football field, imagine, multiply that in your head 2 more times. Enough room for 100 fighters and bombers. The cost, maybe up to $17.5 billion. What's that for some oligarchs? Oh, we can pay that. That's no problem. Of course not. They're going to say it's going to be difficult to fund. But I bet you there's a way they could fund it if they really wanted to. And what would they do with this monstrosity? They would take it out for a spin. Use it as a deterrent, I suppose, right? You build them big, we're going to build them bigger, or just as big. We'll show you. Yeah. All right, how about this? As somebody who, besides doing this show, I mean, I like to say I get paid to speak. So I was reading today how much money do you think the former president, Barack Obama, gets a speech? Try $400,000 for a Wall Street conference. Yeah. According to Fox Business, he's going to be paid that amount of money to be the keynote speaker at an event put on by Cantor Fitzgerald. Remember, Cantor Fitzgerald lost a lot of their best and brightest on 9/11 because they were hit the hardest, that firm. So they're saying that the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's fee for speaking at a private business was roughly half of that, which we know to be true because we talked about that when that was happening. So, wow, $400,000. What, you know, now I know somebody who went to a conference where the keynote speaker was Oprah Winfrey. And what do you think Oprah Winfrey was getting paid? They told me $1 million. So it's not up to the Oprah standards, but $400,000. Wow. And of course, that's what happens. You get out of the White House and then you make the money back. You make more money with advances from books, with speaking engagements. Incredible, right? But as a capitalist, if the market will bear it and that's what they'll pay, then that's what they're paying. Then Cantor Fitzgerald thinks it's worth it to be the first firm to hear what the former president has to say. I don't know, I was thinking this today. I guess when you're at that level, you don't care, but how do you prep for a $400,000? How do you prep for a $400,000 speech? Isn't it the same? If you give a killer speech, isn't it the same all the way around? I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm trying to wrap my brain around that amount of money for a speech. All right. Maybe they could borrow some money from him. I don't know. But the Writers Guild has voted to authorize a strike. They're continuing to talk. Bad news if you like good writing, right? The producers group is trying to avoid a work stoppage because they had a 100-day strike in 2007. Do you remember that? Go back to the recesses of your mind and you'll remember. 96.3% voted to authorize a strike. May 1st contract expiration deadline is looming. So negotiations between the Guild and the Alliance of Motion Pictures and Television Producers resumes on Tuesday. Otherwise, I don't know, who crosses the picket line? Do they go to colleges and look for the best students possible? Raid the literature classes? Figure out who can spin a funny phrase or two? Hit the comedy clubs? Find the funniest people for the sitcoms and then really play up the laugh tracks. Wow, this is pretty big. We'll see what they ultimately decide to do there. Go on strike or not. All right, stay with us. Coming up, odds and ends on the flip side.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. Say, Catherine, any day above ground is a good day. And you know what? I have that attitude. I do. I have that attitude because there's always another book to read, another sunset, another argument to win. No, I'm kidding on the argument part. But I think he had something in that. And this, you know, I'm the granddaughter of a trucker. He was a trucker. He was one of the coolest people I ever knew in my life. He lived to be into his 90s, and he was one fun dude to hang around with. I often think he liked politics and paid attention to politics, and I think part of my love for politics and business and sports comes from him. We'd always have these incredibly rich discussions about whatever was happening, and he would, I think, just be in some ways disgusted by some of what he sees, and in other ways be completely elated by what's happening in the country. And I'll tell you, it's the one thing I think that is disheartening is the fact that there is this, I get disagreements, but the fact that there is such a divide between people. I mean, did we not live like that before? I don't know. Did you live across the street? You were definitely a Republican, your whole life a Republican. But someone across the street from you, they were cool. You used to go and have a barbecue with them once in a while. They didn't think the way you did as far as politics were concerned, but you could have discussions. I hope we come back to that civility, a little more civility, not political correctness, because I think that's phony. There's a whole bunch of phony happening, so I don't mean that. But I'm saying where you could just express really what you thought, and it was okay. It was okay to have that disagreement and to say, well, this is, you know what, this is why I think this way, and say whatever the reasons are, and then have somebody disagree with you, and they say their reasons, and that's okay, right? I got to point out what I call the daily salute. I read about this story today. Senior firefighter Eric Merritt made what they call the once-in-a-lifetime catch to save the life of a one-month-old baby boy. There were dozens of people inside these apartments when someone set a fire Sunday morning in the rear stairwell of the building. He had just arrived. He found several people sticking their heads out of windows, thick black smoke, screaming for help, one man holding an infant on the third floor. There was a lot of smoke coming from that window, and you can't have a baby in that. So he said he felt the moment. Even before they got the ladders up, he said, drop it and hope for the best. He said he thought about it for a second and realized it was the best option because, you know, who knows what it was really, really like on the inside, but the fire was getting worse and it was definitely thick black smoke out the window. So sure enough, boom, you're talking about dropping a newborn from an open window 25 to 35 feet from the ground. Wow. I'm serious. And, you know, think about that. Well, it could be like a football, but there's no telling what would have happened. I mean, there's no telling that that's gonna end up okay. But I guess the baby was just fine. And so after all the crazy disaster, Merritt went back and met the family, and I think that is so cool. The firefighters were able to contain this fire, and I saw the aftermath, pretty bad, to the stairwell. So they were able to get everybody was okay. They were able to get them all out through ladders, everything else. Some people had smoke inhalation problems, but it was pretty crazy. And that is definitely a once-in-a-lifetime thing. To say, okay, we're going for it, drop the baby, I mean, that would be massively dramatic. By the way, this happened in Knoxville, Tennessee. Yeah. Tossing the baby from the window. Wow. Good for him. That is a great daily salute. Great daily salute. So, this also tripped up early for me, and I guess because I was listening to some local news, and they give you the do-do-do-do-do top headlines. You know how the music is in the background, I can't do, but it's like do-do-do-do-do, serious news, nationally, here's what's happening. And I heard this story about Elton John, and I thought, man, he tours a ton. But he's had to cancel, I guess, a month of upcoming shows because he's got some sort of an infection. So you can't sing over that. That would be disastrous. Bummer for the people who happen to be in the middle of that tour. Because here's the thing. I mean, yeah, you can get your money back. But when you know how it is. You get those tickets. You stick them on the fridge. You're singing the songs. You're thinking. Because he's retro guy. So people that are going to see him, not all, but a lot of people, are people who know his songs. They're singing Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. You know the lyrics to Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, right? Or they're singing one of, you know, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, blah, blah, blah. You still hear those songs on the radio. But you can't fight the infection and think you're going to be okay if you you know, if you try to do that, you can't, because you're going to lose that battle every single time. You're losing that battle. No question. Say, no-win situation. Strained voice, then the rest of the tour, who knows, is just absolutely canceled. A lot of you have sent me your thoughts on the whole flying car thing, right? In fact, we're going to do a mailbag coming up, but I was looking at the prices of these flying cars, and I was looking at the designs of them, and I just keep thinking to myself, how many, it doesn't matter how many people, how do you, I don't know, enforce laws? Hey, wait a second. How much space do we need to have this take off? And that you just jump above the traffic. And if you live in Los Angeles, of course, that is exactly what you want. But here's the thing. If the car has wings that are not the flexible wings, and they're long wings, well, that can't be in traffic anyway. Somebody would smack those wings off in a second. You would never make it very far down the 101 or wherever it is that you're going, because somebody would slam into the wing. So I'm not sure how all this works. I get it if you are someplace where there's lots of space, but in a heavily trafficked area where I was making the jokes, and I assumed in any of those big cities, geez, I don't think you're taking them into a big city. There just wouldn't be enough room on the road, period. They would have to enlarge the roads, you think? I don't think so. And did you hear this story? I'm going to finish with this one. The Declaration of Independence, that they say there's another copy, yeah, found in England. Well, that's not so unusual, right? Because friends and places all over the place. But this rare copy, this parchment copy, the discovery was made by a Harvard University researcher, two of them, and they located it in the records office in Chichester. I think it's Chichester, a city near England's southern coast. And the first clue that it existed came when they spotted an unusual listing from a catalog in the records office. It said manuscript copy on parchment of the Declaration in Congress of the 13 United States of America. Clue. That's a clue. Wow. If this is real, we've done it. Can you imagine that it was sitting there? That's got to go to the National Archives, I would assume. Wow. Was it defaced? Pretty tough to read, I got to say that. All right, stay with us.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Once again, it's never surprising to me how all of you reach out through the miracle of the internet. Yeah, that would be email. And tell me about your lives. Tell me about what's keeping you up at night, or ask me questions as to what I think is happening in the world. And frankly, that's the whole idea of the mailbag. So you can always reach us 24/7, calorie free, I like to say, at americatonight.net. Click on contact and you're in. All right, so let's go to this first one. This one is from Hal, who says, Kate, did you see that President Trump was furious over these early reviews of his 100-day mark? And are you surprised that he even paid attention to it and reacted on Twitter? No, I'm not surprised he reacted on Twitter, because he pays attention to that. He's a tubeaholic. He's always watching TV and keeping up on what's going on with people reacting to him. So, of course, if he's going to get a report card on his first 100 days and there's going to be reporters talking about it, you bet. So with this milestone approaching, on Saturday, he did tweet out, no matter how much I accomplished during the ridiculous standard of the first 100 days, and it has been a lot, including South Carolina, the media will kill. And that was classic what you see from Trump. The White House chief of staff Rens Priebus was on NBC, part of the Sunday Swirl, Meet the Press, and he said he's fulfilling his promises, and he's doing it at breakneck speed. And that bothers him about the judgment thing, the gauge, the so-called 100 days. So, no, not a surprise that he tweeted that out and he wasn't happy with that. All right, we move on to another one. This one is from Sam. And Sam says, Kate, what's going on with North Korea? And do you think our reaction to North Korea is proper? First of all, Kim Jong-un, I was talking to somebody in California the other day. Remember, those missiles could hit the West Coast. So I think he's a nutball. He is the guy that is capable of doing something stupid to ignite some kind of war. So when we say the tensions are rising, I really believe they are rising. And the situation is getting more and more destabilized, I guess, is the best way to put it. So a North Korean newspaper over the weekend said Pyongyang was ready to take out a U.S. aircraft carrier conducting drills with Japanese destroyers near the Philippines. That's not good. Is that rumor? Is that fact? What is that? North Korea did its fifth nuclear weapons test last September. So the missiles that they put out there on parade, and just think of firing them off, what they could do. I think the response is you got to let them know that we're here and who's boss. I mean, the United States is the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, and there is, you know, what was the old saying, Teddy Roosevelt? Walk softly but carry a big stick. You got to make sure that big stick is there, I believe. So over the weekend, even the State Department said that they remain committed to directly addressing the North Korean nuclear threat. I think it's a threat. I think it's a threat we can't take lightly, frankly, at all. So, yeah, I think it's more than worrisome and has to be constantly monitored, addressed, and they have to know who's boss, meaning that don't think you can just bully us and we're just going to take it. All right, here's another one. This one is from Roger, who says, Kate, I was so sad over the weekend. It just reminded me of when I was a kid, Happy Days. I don't know if you ever watched the Happy Days series. Everybody, at least I'm sure in your listening audience, knows, you know, what Happy Days was. And one of the main actresses on it, Erin Moran, her name is, was found dead in Indiana. They got a 911 call, apparently, and then found her. How sad is that? Do you know anything about her death? Yeah, she was, well, first of all, she was great as Joni Cunningham. I was a kid and would beg my mother to watch that with her. It's terrible news. She struggled with the whole showbiz thing, I think, because you could tell by what the cast was saying that dealing with that popularity and then you're out of the bright lights and trying to find a way to make a living and just whatever it was that she grappled with. And she played a popular character. There was even a spinoff from Happy Days called Joni Loves Chachi. It didn't last very long, but she was in that role with Scott Baio. You know, there was all kinds of spinoffs. But anyway, Henry Winkler, who was Fonzie, Donnie Most, who we had on this show, who played kind of the goofball guy, if you remember, Ralph Mouth, they all were reacting. I saw that on Twitter. So really, really sad about her death. And they don't know. So to your question, they don't know what it was that killed her yet at this point. She and her husband were living in a trailer in Indiana since she lost her house in California, and just work, you know, acting work dried up for her. I think her last credit or appearance on anything was back in 2010 or something like that. But yeah, she was great in that role, and that's what she'll be remembered as, which is one of the cool things about that show, and I guess show business, is that she slayed it as her portrayal of Joni Cunningham. And I think that's what some of the cast said they want to remember her, you know, that way, honor her that way. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Chad. Again, thank you for all the emails. And Chad says, Kate, have you been paying attention to what's happening with the playoffs, the NBA playoffs? I think it's been pretty fun to watch the Cavaliers and the Pacers. Although I'm a Pacers fan, they really tried to do what they could, but in the end they got swept. They did get swept by the Cavaliers, but LeBron James is the best player in basketball, in my opinion. And, you know, they only lost that whole series, four games by 16 points across the board, if you think about it. And it was another close finish. The Cavs barely pulled that last game out to sweep them, so the Pacers should be hold their heads high. They played well, just not good enough to beat a team like the Cavaliers, who again have the best player in basketball. Another kind of sports related question, and this one is from Jack, who says, "Kate, I thought about you when I heard about Aaron Hernandez's suicide. Now they're talking about the fact that they have three handwritten notes that they found near his body. Yeah, they confirmed that he hanged himself by a bed sheet in his prison cell. And he was serving a life sentence without parole after being convicted of the murder of his buddy, Odin Lloyd. And he wrote three notes. Apparently one of them was to his daughter." And, I mean, they're investigating it, but they know what happened here. And his death came just 5 days after his acquittal of the 2012 murders of two men outside of Boston nightclub, which was a separate case. So that whole story is just so sad and twisted. And, boy, you think he had the world by the tail, and then you look what happened, and it was tragic. I mean, this was a guy who was a superstar. Excuse me. If you look at his bio, just unbelievable, and if you watched him at all, and then you see how he completely unraveled. All right, let's move to, as I say, another one. This one is from Anne, and Anne asks this question. She says, "Kate, I was looking at what is happening with this flying car that you talked about. I heard you mention it during one of the shows, so I did what you said. I went to a search engine, my search engine I use, and I actually looked it up. And it is so cool, and you're right. It's so hard to do justice to it. Can you imagine what that would be like if you were stuck in traffic and you were able to just lift off? And they're actually taking deposits for this, from what I read, and I think it's so cool. The Liberty Flying Car. Do you think we'll have more flying cars in the future?" That's an interesting question. I am such a technology genius. Well, the problem is, I guess this car, they're taking deposits for it. It's $400,000 and up, right? And they say it's going to be out in the next 3 years or so. And there's other, and this one, by the way, is a Slovakian company, Aeromobile. Aeromobile started taking their $1 million plus thing is coming out in 3 years. And this is another company. There's a Dutch startup, PALV, it's called. And they showed their car, and I don't know which one you saw, but there is a race to have the flying car. Like I said, it reminds me of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You know, you could go back to, I saw a picture of this, to 2006, and there were a couple of MIT grads who came up with a car, the car plane that drove and flew, and that was pretty cool. I don't know. I mean, to be in wide use, oh, that'd be crazy. Then what would we have traffic jams in the air? And it would be unaffordable for most people. That's the thing. If there's just a handful of them around, not, you know, it'd be a little bit different. But imagine, I don't know, just imagine what that would be like, that you could be in traffic and you could take off. Just avoid the traffic. I could also see some problems with it, though. There's the other part of that. Who's in charge? Is it the FAA? Who is it? All right, thanks for all the emails. Remember, you can send me your thoughts to americatonight.net. Bring
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Kate Delaney. This is the Best of America Tonight.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Wow, thanks so much again for joining us. Greg, say hello. Here we are, and we've got in our virtual green room Philip Krim, and he has such a fascinating story. I can't wait to dive into this.
Did I mention, Kate, that I got an excellent night of sleep last night?
That's a hint. Philip Krim is the co-founder and CEO of Casper Mattresses. And, I mean, this company, it started from, what, 200 million, right, Greg, all the way up now to, what, 100 million in 1 year? That's incredible.
Well, don't ask me. Let's ask Philip. He's the guy that did it. So, Philip, welcome to the show. And, you know, first of all, give us a real quick elevator pitch on Casper, and then walk us through this amazing first year you had, because I think this is verified as one for the books.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It has been quite the wild ride for Casper. We're coming up on our 3-year anniversary, but we really feel like we're just getting going. And with Casper, we're hoping to be the world's first brand that stands for a better night of sleep. And we hope to bring a better night of sleep to customers throughout the world by having the best in class products possible. And so to date, we've launched a mattress, we've launched pillows, we've launched mattress protectors, we've launched a foundation. All designed, engineered in-house at Casper through our brilliant engineering team, and all designed around getting you the best night of sleep possible.
Well, and so I started this interview by saying I got a good night's sleep last night, Kate. I didn't get to finish that thought, which is I was sleeping on a Casper mattress. And Philip, one of the things I want you to talk about today, because I know this is going to be very important to our listeners, is you didn't just re-engineer the product of a mattress, but I think, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what you also did was re-engineer the product of the customer experience of buying and receiving a mattress, because I can tell you, because I think it's up on eBay, I was so thrilled with the delivery and the setup of my mattress that I YouTubed it, because you guys made it fun. So walk us through that initial vision of Casper and how you figured out that this amazing and unique delivery system and setup system would be part of the appeal of your overall product and brand.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying all that, because we did spend a ton of time trying to reimagine the entire experience. And one of the founding principles with Casper that we talked a lot about was that having a great mattress is one of the most important products that you can own, because getting a great night of sleep is so important, so intrinsic to just doing whatever else in life makes you happy, doing it well. And yet acquiring a mattress, going into a mattress store, remained one of the worst consumer experiences in existence, from the shopping experience to the cheesy commission salesperson to the delivery. It was all designed and engineered to take advantage of customers. And so first thing first, we had to cut out the stores, cut out the retail experience. And that's why we really focused on going direct and really telling our story through Casper.com. And then we looked at every other aspect of the consumer journey, from the delivery to the trial period, and said, as a consumer, how would we want to buy these products? And we knew that sleeping on the products made a lot of sense, so that's why we came up with a 100-night trial. We knew that delivery was super important to people, because, you know, taking off a half day of work to receive a product is not really practical for a lot of folks. So we really looked at every process that we could change and try to make it better, and that's how Casper started.
So I want to put some detail to what you just said, because not everyone realizes that when you buy your Casper mattress online, you don't wait for the delivery truck to show up and guys to tromp through your house and, you know, disrupt everything. It shows up by U.S. mail, or I guess UPS or FedEx. I mean, you'll give us the details on that. But it's just shipped to you in a box like all the other stuff you buy online. And frankly, that's a huge benefit, because it just makes your life easier and gives you more control. And where did that idea come from?
Well, it came from that exact point. How can we make this process as easy and frictionless as possible? So one is, if you're anywhere in the country, we can UPS the mattress to you. It arrives. It's about the size of a mini fridge, and the unboxing experience is amazing. People love it. They rave about it. They've posted thousands of videos about it online. Two, in certain markets like New York, LA, San Francisco, and more markets coming this year, we actually can schedule on-demand delivery for you within a 60-minute window, so that you can schedule exactly when you want the mattress to be delivered. And we'll continue to roll out additional services across different geographies. And just the way Casper operates is, we always look at the customer experience, at the customer journey, and try to just optimize it to make it as easy as possible. And that's something where we continuously improve the products and services that we have out there. And that's how we thought about it since the very beginning.
Wow, that's incredible that you can time that window that way, and you know how important that is. We've seen how Amazon has really been able to capitalize on that. What did your friends, Philip, say when you told them that, one, you had this idea, if you take us back to the very beginning, and you decided that you were going to get into the mattress business and really revolutionize it? What did they say?
A lot of people laughed. A lot of people thought we were crazy. But I'm one of five co-founders, and the more we dug into this idea, the more that we said we could really do things differently. And, by the way, we could engineer a product using principles that had never been used before in the industry, really create a product. We started with a mattress that is one of the most comfortable mattresses ever invented, that people love, universally love. We just personally had conviction around it, so we didn't hear kind of the naysayers. We didn't listen to investors that told us no. We really focused on the idea that this had to exist in the world, and we had to make a play at it. So I think one of the aspects of being an entrepreneur is that you are told no, or that your ideas didn't sell a lot, and so you have to have that conviction, and fortunately we did, so we plowed ahead, and here we are.
Yeah. Philip, I talk to a lot of emerging leaders, and one of the things that I talk about, it's pretty obvious, but sometimes I find even some of the most brilliant people don't look to mentors. I can only imagine that you had a mentor, and I bet a lot of people would like you to be in that role. So did you have a mentor going through this process?
You know, early on, we just tried to talk to as many people as we could. Anyone who had done a similar thing in a different kind of business, investors, other entrepreneurs who were building direct-to-consumer brands. And we just tried to learn as much as we could by talking to as many people as we could. Over time, certainly have developed folks that are go-to folks for different things and, you know, continue to learn a ton about the world from different folks that we have around the table, whether they're investors, whether they work at Casper, you know, whether they're kind of just more informal folks that we could pick up the phone and call. That's always been a focus of ours, is to have a really great network of people that we could tap into who have a really specific expertise in different areas that we would have to build our business in.
Yeah, and as you were getting that help along the way, now people want to know, as you're looking at other models, what the magic elixir is. So I know you get requests to speak at a lot of conferences, and you're speaking at Dig South, the new media conference in Charleston. What made you say yes to that one?
Well, one, I was asked by a very good friend to participate, and so happy to do anything that Todd asked me to do. Two is Charleston is probably the top city on my list to visit that I haven't been to, so excited about that. And three, Dig just seems like an incredible gathering of folks who are talking about amazing things. And again, just always trying to learn from different folks. It seemed like I definitely had that opportunity with Dig, and so happy to have the ability to participate, but also happy just to attend and learn.
Well, our last question for you, Philip, is this, and we're talking with Philip Krim. He's the co-founder and CEO of Casper, the mattress company, Casper.com. We have to ask, what keeps you up at night?
Well, I sleep on a Casper, so fortunately I sleep fairly well most nights. But anyone who's growing a young company knows that there's tons of things that go wrong. There's tons of things ahead of you that you haven't dealt with, and we've just grown so quickly, and we've had such amazing response and feedback from our customers that we feel a really high level of responsibility to continue to do that more, to continue to deliver incredible products and incredible experiences to more and more customers. And there's always something around every corner that's out there to get you, and, you know, I can't let that happen to us. So we want to continue to build Casper the right way. We want to continue to over-deliver to our customers, and sometimes there's just a lot of anxiety with building a fast-growing company, or any company really for that matter. And so hopefully I find a good balance with all of that. But I would say that's broadly where my stress comes from.
I love it. A lot of fun talking to you. You're going to enjoy Charleston, and I'm sure you're partaking right now. I mean, the Low Country, Greg certainly knows. Isn't it amazing?
It is a beautiful, beautiful place. Philip, you will eat well. You will love the site. You will love the people. And I look forward to meeting you at Dig South, because I'm going to be there too.
Excellent. Thank you guys very much. I appreciate it. Looking forward to meeting you there.
Absolutely. Philip Krim, co-founder and CEO of Casper Mattresses. We look forward to your adventures in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So Dig South has so much to offer, Greg, and I know you're nestled right there. In fact, you spent a lot of time in Charleston. What are some of the quick highlights?
Well, frankly, the speaker lineup is amazing. I'm just looking at the top of the page for the event. It's at digsouth.com, and I believe you can still register now. So if you're listening and you're thinking, great place to be, great bunch of people to meet, get over to digsouth.com and sign up. I'll be there as well. We'll be interviewing people and doing all kinds of great stuff. But Philip's going to be there giving a keynote. Liza Landsman, who we're talking with here, who's the president of Jet.com, is giving a keynote. The co-founder of MakerBot is giving a keynote, and literally tens, maybe 100 other speakers like that. You want to be there.
All right, we can't wait.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.